I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz on Thursday rejected ceasefire proposals with Hezbollah after the U.S. and France called for a 21-day halt in fighting. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
Israel has launched the heaviest airstrikes against Lebanon since a 2006 war over the past week, killing more than 600 people. Foreign Minister Israel Katz said in a statement Israel would fight, quote, with all our strength until victory and the safe return of the residents of the north to their homes. That dashed hopes of an imminent truce expressed by Najib Mikati, the Prime Minister of Lebanon, where hundreds of thousands of people have fled their homes seeking safety, and added to fears of an Israeli ground invasion. Israeli airstrikes overnight hit around 75 Hezbollah targets. In one Israeli strike, at least 23 Syrians were killed when Israel hit a three-story building in the Lebanese town of Yunin overnight.
The head of one of Hezbollah's Air Force units, Mohammed Surra, was killed in Israel's strike on Beirut's southern suburbs on Thursday afternoon, two security sources told Reuters. Missiles and drones again hammered the Ukrainian power grid that has been hit repeatedly during the war that is now deep into its third year. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Ukraine's emergency service said the Kyiv attack on Wednesday night injured at least two people. Authorities say a kindergarten, a gas pipe, and cars were damaged in the city. Long-range strikes have been a hallmark of Russia's military campaign in Ukraine, with civilian areas often hit. Attacks on the electricity network have knocked out around 70% of Ukraine's energy generation capacity. That's according to the United Nations. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked U.S. President Joe Biden and Congress for a new military aid package worth more than $8 billion, saying Ukraine will use it in the most efficient and transparent manner. He will meet with Biden at the White House on Thursday. This